Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
It's Classic Bowl Week, and event tickets are now available by calling 580-256-4101. The Tri-State's largest high school sports and music extravaganza, with 91 high schools from Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas coming together for Classic Bowl 31. A breathtaking 280-member honor band, more than 150 of the best cheerleaders across three states, plus All-Star Boys Basketball Thursday at 6:30. It's all this week, and it's Classic Bowl 31. This Friday night, get ready for the awards banquet, where you will see faces light up with pride as the Classic Bowl Foundation announces the selections of the best scholarship athletes, best talent, and best coaches in the Tri-State region. Tickets for the Classic Bowl Awards Banquet are $20 with advanced purchase required by calling 580-256-4101. 101 Classic Bowl basketball, football, and awards banquet tickets. For information on a Classic Bowl, call now 580-256-4101. That's 580-256-4101. Classic Bowl 31 is a presentation of the 101 Classic Bowl Foundation.
Well, prices appear to be set in cash cattle trade following trade of Wednesday and yesterday. This is expected to spark limited additional end-of-the-week movement with some cleanup activity possible, but most feeders are likely to hold off until next week given the bearish moves in futures trade here at the end of this week. Live trade was at $115 in our part of the country, which is generally steady with last week's levels. Futures trade remains under pressure following limit losses of $4.50 in feeder cattle trade, sparking additional bearishness in the entire cattle complex. Mixed trade at the end of the week continues as traders focus on wide hog market swings through the week and underlying pressure in neighboring cattle. Traders are watching for potential demand for pork from China and the ongoing trade war, and will be looking closely at the holiday delayed release of the weekly export sales report. There is hope of additional strong sales of pork to China, but given the strong shoulder between the two countries, it's becoming expected less and less each week. Now, this does not negate the fact that global demand for pork continues to grow, leaving a need to fill the gap with U.S. product in some fashion. On the grains, July Kansas City wheat's down 4.5 cents early this morning, continuing its choppy up and down pattern of the past 3 days. Overall, all three wheat prices are on track for a modest gain this week and could finish near their highest closes in 3 months. July corn's down 4.25 cents early this morning, trimming back what has been a sizable gain this week, while rain remains in the 7-day forecast for much of the U.S. Here at the end of the week, the expected totals are diminishing and the extended forecast looks a little more favorable for planting in the northern states, but it will take time for fields to dry. July soybeans are down 2.75 cents, and July soybean meal is down about $1.90 early today, pulling back after a week of sharply higher trading. In the cases of soybeans, it's difficult to envision much higher prices. We'll check your futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Livestock lower across the board yesterday. June live cattle down 227, 110.07. August was down 280 at 105.05. August feeder cattle limit down $4.50 at 138.22. September down $4.50 at 138.52. Kansas City wheat, July down 8.75 at 470 and a quarter. September was down 8.75 at 482. Chicago wheat, July down 11.5 at 503. September was down 11.5 at 510.75. July corn down 7.25 at 429. The September was down 7.25 at 438. July soybeans down 5.5 at 883.5. September down 5.25 at 897. July cotton down 56, 6878. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.